I have been meaning to tell you I had a dream about your wife last night. This seemed to come out of nowhere, but I was curious. Martha? You have had another wife I do not know about? Am I going to want to hear this? She was dancing. Stepping up onto the curb, I studied the house. Really? In a library. She was a really good dancer. He nodded, perhaps with more enthusiasm than I saw fit. Yes, she was. Okay, that's enough. I pointed toward the house, carefully unholstering my coat. The door is open. As we approached, his head inclined, noting that the door to Jimmy Lane's home was indeed ajar and that the light spilled out onto the gleaming concrete stoop. Well, at least we know this one is not booby-trapped. Coming at the door from an oblique angle, we could see a lamp lying on the floor, not too far from the doorway. The slush on the stoop was disturbed, where somebody had walked on it recently. I looked into the living room, but could see nothing other than the floor lamp, its shade torn and lying to the side. Nosing a little forward, I could see a gallon bottle of grain alcohol lying on the floor. I carefully pushed the door the rest of the way open and stepped over the stoop so as not to affect the prints there. There had definitely been a struggle, and from the look of it, somebody had been dragged from the place. He stood behind me. Someone has taken Lane. I'd say that's a fair assumption. Just to be sure, I did a quick sweep of the house, then returned to the front room. Nobody here. There was a struggle. He indicated the broken corner of the coffee table on which the man had rested his Deerslayer shotgun. Blood and hair where his head must have struck. He pointed again, a small amount of blood on the carpet, and I would say from the traces inside and on the stoop he was taken from this place. I holstered my .45. Well, I'm not saying it's not arty, but my money would be on Pete Schiller. As would mine. But why? Like you said, too many loose ends. But why suddenly? We're getting too close? But he stopped you on the highway last night. I guess hoping to scare me off, but when that didn't work, I suppose. You don't sound convinced. He pulled the cell phone from his coat. That is because I am not. Are you getting an address for Schiller from Gordo? I am. Then I'll have a closer look around. Continuing down a short hallway, I looked into the rooms as I went, ending at the bedroom, where I turned on the light and stepped in. The place was a disaster. The bed was a mattress lying on the floor, and the only other furnishings were two rubber containers and a clothes hamper. There were sheets thumbtacked over the windows and another strangely placed on the wall above the bed. I stepped forward and pulled the sheet back to reveal a symbol hastily spray-painted on the wall, the same one that had been at Artie's armory and in the thin book within my inside pocket. I stood there looking at the symbol for the end of the world. Interesting. Henry stood in the doorway. I find it hard to believe that Artie would put this here and then hide it. Agreed. So does this mean that Lane is a member of this cult? I do not know. I mean, he goes from neo-Nazis to the Cheyenne death cult. He appears to be something of a joiner. Yep. I dropped the sheet. You get an address for Schiller from Gordo? He nodded. The Montana Department of Labor has his residence listed as the Baker Hotel, but there is no address or phone number. I pointed at the phone. You can look things up on that? He smirked. Yes. Find Alpine Painters and get me an address, if you would be so kind. It was in the industrial section of Billings, near the railroad tracks, with cyclone fencing all the way around and an unlocked gate, but the really worrisome deterrent was a Doberman pincher who stood nearby, watching us as we watched him. What now? Opening up the door, I listened as the guard dog barked and leapt against the fence. Luckily, I have a specialist. Pulling the back door open, I watched as dog leapt onto the sidewalk and then stretched, looking at his potential adversary with a bored expression. Go say hi. He started toward the gate, his steps stiffening as his hackles rose. The Doberman looked a little less sure than he had a moment before, but continued barking and leaping against the chain link. Dog stood unmoving as the bear and I approached, then turned to look at me as I reached up to undo the clasp. The guard dog finally left off and landed on the other side of the gate, growling and snapping, but no longer jumping against the fence. When I started flipping the horseshoe-shaped latch up, dog crowded the opening, intent on going through first. Throwing the latch, I pushed the gate open as the Doberman continued to growl, but began backing up as dog muscled his way in and approached him. As dog continued to move forward, the guard dog backed away without a sound. The Doberman suddenly flopped onto his side, wagging his tail and looking up at the brute. "Good boy. I believe it is a girl." I looked closer. "Good girl,"